The Washington Post is reporting that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will likely testify before U.S. congressional members calling for answers about the political firm Cambridge Analytica improperly harvesting personal data from millions of users. NPR hasn't yet confirmed, but yesterday we had the news that the Federal Trade Commission will investigate Facebook's privacy practices. And earlier, Reuters reported that Zuckerberg won't go before British lawmakers, instead sending either the company's chief technology officer or chief product officer in his place, as the EU prepares to enact a new law enshrining data protection. Here to explain all of this, let's go to our weekly guide to tech, Recode. Kurt Wegner, senior editor of social media for Recode. Kurt, a lot here. Start with Mark Zuckerberg, not appearing before lawmakers in Britain. Why wouldn't he?
It's a good question because it does look likely that he's going to show up here in the United States. And you would think that given that Cambridge Analytica is a British company and that there's so much kind of new rules and regulations going on in Europe right now, it would be a very good time for him to kind of get ahead of that, be the public face of Facebook at a really important time for the EU. And so, my guess is that he's going to be focusing primarily on his testimony here in the US, and so they want to kind of divvy up those responsibilities. But I do think it's notable that he's not showing up.
Right. Well, and you say it's a British-based company, but founded by Trump supporters Steve Bannon and Robert Mercer, and also very active, according to Brits, in manipulating maybe or getting involved in the British Brexit vote. So a lot of feelings about it across the pond there. But you talked about the rules that there are in Britain, much stricter than here in the U.S. And on May 25th, the EU is going to implement a new rule called General Data Protection Regulation, different parts to it. But it stems from what the EU saw as overly aggressive U.S. surveillance after 9/11. In fact, they even had a European Data Protection Day. This is since 2006. Very different attitude there.
Very different attitude, yeah. In the U.S., the idea of kind of privacy and not putting things on the internet, I feel like we've just kind of thrown that out the window. It's definitely not been as big of a priority here as it has been there. But this GDPR thing, what makes it so interesting is that even though it is being enforced by the EU, it's actually impacting companies that are not in Europe. So any tech company that's basically collecting user data from an EU citizen is going to be held accountable by these rules. So that includes, U.S.-based companies that simply have services that operate there.
Right. According to some of your reporting, it's any company in the U.S. transacting with even one EU national for any reason, regardless of whether there's a payment. So let's talk about what it means for the user and, how much is there a right to know what's being done with your data?
I think what we've learned, especially over the last 10 days or so, ever since this Cambridge Analytica situation came up, is that the general consumer is really in the dark about a lot of the data that these companies have collected. And even though a lot of people, give their consent to hand this stuff over, they may do so without really even realizing that they're doing so. So these laws are intended to kind of build more privacy into these tech companies from the beginning, to give people more control. So, for example, they could, ask a tech company to remove all of their data altogether, kind of this right to be forgotten idea that you can be, almost deleted from the internet. Obviously, I don't think that's 100% possible, but this is meant to give people control over what companies have from them and then easily take that back if they change their mind.
Yeah. And for companies, they'll need to restructure certain things like data protection officers, privacy by design. And I would think the way they speak with consumers, because right now they've been saying, well, we have that thing that you click on and it tells you that you give everything to us. But nobody ever reads that.
Yeah, and it's not always written in a very user-friendly way, right? I mean, you may look at an entire page of six-point font and just say, I'm not going to deal with this, and you just hit accept, right? So I think part of this is simply, hey, let's make this more consumer-friendly. Let's write this in a way that people can actually understand, that they can process quickly and be very clear and transparent about what you're doing and what you're not doing, because that is where these companies have gotten into trouble, is that they're asking for things, but they're not really doing it in a way that anyone understands. And so then people get upset and they feel betrayed.
Kurt, we just got about a minute here. We've got that delete Facebook movement. But Facebook has billions of users. What do you think is going to happen here? And also, what do you think about any possible fines from the FTC about privacy? Will it make a dent in Facebook, which is so big?
You know, if you'd asked me a week ago, I would have thought a lot of this would have blown over. But the fact that we're still talking about it, that we're still, you know, now it looks like Mark Zuckerberg may actually testify. The thing about Facebook is it is so big that you know, the general consensus has been, well, it's too big to fail. At the same time, big companies take big punishments too, right? And so if there are millions of people that are you know, being kind of taken advantage of here, that those fines can add up very quickly. So I don't necessarily think that, you know, this is the end of Facebook. There's more than 2 billion people who use it. I don't think they're all going to go away tomorrow. At the same time, there's clearly never been this much public backlash against the company. And, yeah. I think that this is a very, very important moment in Facebook's history.
Kurt Wagner, senior editor of social media for Recode. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.